B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
I've had online classes for about a week now, so got to check in, see how it's going. With the superintendent of Boston schools, Dr. Brenda Casilius.
Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Good morning.
How are things going so far after a week?
They're going really well, thanks.
Are they really?
They really are. You know, there's, of course, a few bumps every time, but they're going really well.
So we had, listeners call us up and talk about issues that they've had. And they didn't say, I don't know if they were part of the Boston school system. They didn't say where they were from, but we had the parents saying things from their kids were marked absent when they were really present. They kept on getting kicked off because there was issues, not necessarily with the Wi-Fi, but with whatever, the system. And there was one gentleman who said that students are figuring out ways to skip class by putting almost like a screenshot of themselves. Not even a screenshot, almost like a loop.
Video.
Yeah,
loop.
like a 30-second loop of them kind of just sitting there blinking and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard about any of those?
That's the ingenuity of our students, I guess. We are watching those tech issues, and we have had some tech issues, and so we're asking for patience for that, but we're getting all of our parents signed on.
Okay.
And making sure that they know how to help their kids. And we do default to absent the first day. And then teachers have to actively mark them present. But that will change as we go along here. We just want to make sure everybody is really present. And actually, yesterday we had the highest attendance we've had in a long time, about 85%. Comparatively, last year was 83%.
Wow. What's in place so that, because we've heard a lot about different calls where random things will come on, and sometimes it's been things as serious as porn that's gone on or racist comments. What's in place for, do you have filters or something so that that doesn't happen?
We have a lot of protections, actually. That doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. We did have some of those incidents happen. We are then dealing with the students who do those things, obviously through our code of conduct. But we are training our students, training our teachers, and then we have not only filters on our tech, but we have security built in, waiting rooms, and authentications, and so a lot of security goes into it.
Good.
I can't believe 85%. It should be 100% attendance, because even if you're sick,
right,
all you got to do is log on to your class.
Right.
What's an excuse for somebody...
You would think so. It would be that easier, but you know, there's a number of reasons why students aren't, and we often have a lot of students who are enrolled, and we're still looking for those students. We think this is a good number, and we continue to track down the students who haven't showed up yet.
Yeah. Are they going to get the ones that aren't logging in? Are they going to get, you know, strikes against them like they would if they weren't at school for real? You know what I mean? Like absences, is that going to affect them?
It is real absences. And so we are still following up with families and following up with students and making sure that they're engaging in their learning, because we want to make sure they get what they need to succeed.
Are your teachers in the classroom or are they at home?
About 25% of our teachers have chosen to teach from the classroom right now while they have remote only classes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would rather do it there. I think it'd be weird seeing them do it from home. You get a little more lazy when you're doing it from home.
But I've seen some teachers, like, do some really nice setups from home that have done it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our teachers have been working really hard to create a great, warm learning environment. Some of them just have a lot of their tools at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their whiteboards, their manipulatives, some of their science experience. They want to be able to show students those things so they come to school. And then some of them work collaboratively with another teacher.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
Hey, so teachers.
One more question. How does gym class work?
Well, you know, for a long time, there's been online PE. And so students will get credit for athletics, or they get credit for other activities that they do. If they, like this morning, I was on the elliptical, I can log my heart rate.
Yeah.
And then get credit that way with our PE teachers. And then they also make sure that we understand health, nutrition, all those wonderful things.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not like dodgeball or anything like that?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Well, they also go outside and play, so we're trying to use outside as much as we can as well once they are in person. And then we're asking parents to make sure that they take breaks and go outside and play. Today's going to be a beautiful day.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Brenda Casilius, the superintendent of Boston Schools. So far, things are going swimmingly.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.